Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls ordinarily from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, but please hold your calls for the time being. We're hoping to have Don Wiskin with us tonight. Don does help to keep our programs coming on, and he wants to talk a little bit about Cartavite, and we've got Don on the line right now. Hi, Don. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, Dr. Stan.
And, of course, Don's up there in Canada. What part of Canada are you in?
I'm in Kingston, actually. I'm just north of, Syracuse, New York.
Okay, fine. Well, Don, of course, actually markets a product. It's sort of a tonic, but it certainly helped him with his heart after he'd had a major heart attack some years ago. So I'm going to let you tell our listeners about the product.
Well, it's a seven-herb product made of garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, which seems to do a lot of different things. It starts off detoxifying your body, working on getting your liver functioning better, cleaning up your blood, and then it goes about boosting your immune system and getting the rest of your organs functioning properly. So in my case, it helped me to overcome a loss of my heart tissue, over 35% of my heart, and I was supposed to go on disability, and it gave me back all my strength after about a year and a half of being on the product.
All right, fine. So you actually were able to go back to doing the heavy work you were doing before, where the doctors never thought you would?
Absolutely. I have all my energy back. I can carry what I want and lift what I want. Well, my own abilities, mind you, but yes, I have my full health back.
Well, that's an amazing story. And, of course, you seem to have had a lot of luck with a lot of other people who have taken the product.
Yes, we have. We're actually in our seventh year of helping to share this message. You know, it's people just take life for granted, it seems. You know, that's how I got into the problem I was in. I just never paid attention to things like eating properly or exercising. You know, the few things that, or just those few things, can really make a big difference in your health.
All right, fine. Of course, actually, if you look into it, it's just really a sort of a blend of various types of herbs, and the whole idea really came from a pharmacist who had actually trained in Europe, in Germany, where, of course, they use these natural products much more frequently, and then he came over, and he's in Alberta, is it or Saskatchewan?
He's in Alberta, and actually tonight he's at the German Club doing an event, so that's why he's not with us again. I seem to have a bad timing schedule on getting him on the air with us.
But he basically said, you know, certainly a garlic or garlics actually thins the blood. It really actually helps the immune system. And hawthorn actually has been used for years by practitioners for heart. And so he put together these seven products. And, of course, I'll let Don talk about them. He does it far better than I do. But it's really very interesting as you begin reading up on some of these things, the rationale for putting all of these together in a tonic. Because each one has a physiological effect on the human body. Ordinarily, of course, medicines have many of them are just engineered products, and many of them are actually normal herbal products, and they change a molecule or two so that they can go ahead and patent them and sell them as medicines. But there's nothing wrong with natural health products, natural herbal products. They've worked for thousands of years, and, well, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Don Wiskin, and the product he talks about is Cartavite. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to talk to Don, our telephone number is 1 888 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. After 7 years, Don is still I think he's really quite enthusiastic about this. So tell us a little bit more about the response you've had for some of the people who've been using the product.
Well, the response has been great. The product seems to work, and everyone who takes it, they seem to be getting what they want out of it. People phone us up and they talk about how they have more energy. They're able to do things that they couldn't do before. Their doctor is quite pleased with the changes in their cholesterol levels and their blood pressure. We actually fought with Health Canada a few years back, and we had the right in Canada to say that our product can lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent.
Well, now, of course, what products in there? Which of the herbs actually would work on the cholesterol or affect the blood pressure?
Well, I believe that the cayenne and the garlic are doing a lot to get that circulation going and sweat that stuff right out of there of where it's not supposed to be. The garlic is able to kill off a lot of infection and bacteria, and they're saying that that's what actually causes the buildup of plaque in the arteries, is you get an infection inside of the artery.
And I think that's really so interesting, because there's increasing belief that much of the arterial disease we has an infectious origin. Now, of course, years ago, they used to say it was all buildup of cholesterol, and only in recent years have they found out that certainly half of the people with heart attacks, didn't have elevated cholesterol at all. Half of those with heart attacks who died did not have elevated cholesterol. So what was it? And there seems to be an inflammation in many of the people. Of course, some of them, they have high homocysteine levels, but a lot of the people have something called C-reactive protein, which is a measure of inflammation. And there's chronic infection in many people, and garlic is a natural antibiotic, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. It's been known as Russian penicillin. It was helping if they got to you before gangrene set in during the Second World War with the garlic, they could help you.
And of course, this is just a natural antibiotic. It's been around for a long period of time. I've actually taken the allicin product, which is the active ingredient in garlic, and there are some studies that show that it really does decrease the incidence of colds. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, our guest is Don Wiskin, and he's talking about a product that he's associated with. It's called Cardamite. Don, why don't you get your telephone number out, do you have a website at all?
Yes, we do. We do have some information at www.heartdrop.com, and that's HEARTDROP.com, and our toll-free number is 1-877-928-8822. We do have some information that we can send out to people, and there's also quite a bit of information on our website. One of the things that I've added to our site, Dr. Stan, is because we're getting a lot of questions like that. It seems that our body is not getting a lot of the food that it requires, and that's what Cardamite is. I mean, these herbs are foods that our body requires, and in the beginning, when you first start taking it, it uses it up rather quickly, because we're actually starving our body for these nutrients and minerals that are in these these herbs. And that's why it seems to take a while. We like seeing people take the Cardamite 3 times a day, so that their body is getting all those nutrients that it needs. And then as time goes on, over say a year or so, as your body's able to start storing those trace minerals and nutrients, you know, you can decrease it down to a couple of times a day, but it's usually about 6 months down the road that doctors start seeing dramatic improvements in the overall health, because at that point, you know, the herbs have been able to really start to get to work.
And I think it's really so interesting, this idea that a great deal of cardiac disease, a great deal of arterial disease, both in the heart and in the brain and in the extremities, is related to chronic infections. And, of course, the chlamydia and mycoplasma and many of the other chronic infections that people have will actually attack the our arteries. Now, of course, one of the things in the product is garlic. And garlic, or at least the active ingredient in garlic, actually has an antibacterial tendency. It has that ability. And so certainly a lot of people have taken garlic. In fact, I've taken a garlic extract for many, many years. And now I guess about 4 years. And I have almost no colds at all. Most people, in fact, many of the people that we work with are having colds all the time. But I don't get them, and I think at least part of that is because I take a garlic extract, and certainly there's a garlic extract. Now, is this garlic extract? Is this Allicin? What is the product that you actually put into Cardivite? Do you know, Don?
The garlic, actually, we test it doing a chromatography test to make sure that our Allicin content is high. Like in our capsules, for instance, we guarantee 2% Allicin on the expiry date. 2% Allicin can be known as a 100% yield of Allicin. We do guarantee that in our capsules because that's the easiest to test. Our liquid always maintains that. It would never wear out.
And, of course, for those who don't know why Allicin is the active ingredient in garlic, because a lot of these things I didn't know when I was practicing medicine. I've learned so much more since I've been on the radio about the use of these alternative medicines and really how they work and their impact on our health and certainly on our well-being. Well, Don, of course, then you were mentioning hawthorn. And what does hawthorn do? How does it impact on the heart and on the body as a whole?
Well, basically, it can strengthen the heart muscle. And it can help to prevent atherosclerosis and help in conditions like rapid or feeble heart action, heart valve defects, enlarged hearts, angina, difficulty breathing owing to an ineffective heart action, lack of oxygen in the blood. These are things that it's been known for. Even the New York Heart Association has human data that shows that hawthorn is good for cardiac insufficiency. It's been used for many, many years just to strengthen the heart muscle.
All right, and then certainly what about the cayenne? Cayenne, of course, comes from pepper. It's cayenne pepper, but you put the cayenne in there. What effect does cayenne have on the vascular system?
Well, it helps to ward off diseases, and it can help to equalize blood circulation. It can increase the heart action, but not the blood pressure. It is said to prevent strokes and heart attacks, and it's also used as a catalyst because it can carry the other herbs quickly to the other parts of the body where they're most needed and increase their effectiveness.
All right, fine. Well, cayenne's been around for a long time. Of course, this is just a combination of these seven products. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Don, because he certainly understands this product better than just about anyone, and he feels that it's really changed his whole perspective, and he's back working full-time when the doctors had said he'd never be able to go back again. So basically, we see the cayenne, the Allicin. You've got a ginkgo biloba. What in heaven's name is that?
Well, ginkgo. Ginkgo is the oldest tree in the world, just about. They grow to be hundreds and hundreds of years old. They're very healthy trees. But the ginkgo can help to squeeze more oxygen through the narrowest arteries to the heart and the brain. Ginkgo is also being tested against things like Alzheimer and helping people improve their memory. So there's a lot of values in the ginkgo. Plus, it is a natural blood thinner as well as the garlic. So, it helps with that aspirin a day theory, and it helps to keep your blood at a very thin level.
Now, what about then the milk thistle?
Well, the milk thistle has been widely used since about 1996 in North America to help rejuvenate the liver. In some people, the liver may be as large as a football, and it's got a very large job in our body of filtering our blood and cleaning it all up and helping to get rid of the toxins. So it really needs to be addressed here, and the milk thistle is really to help rebuild the liver. Now, milk thistle capsules are being sold for hangovers, so if people drank too much alcohol, it helps to keep their liver from being poisoned.
I never heard that before, but I'm sure there's lots of things out there that we're constantly learning about how these various herbs that have been around for really thousands of years can be useful in our society today. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question you'd like to ask Don, he's certainly the expert on Cartavite. Now, how did you even get the name Cartavite? Where did that come from?
Actually, Sam came up with that when he came up with this product. He likes different names. Cartavite. Just think of cardio, drop the I, and in German, Kresselhoff is circulation. So all circulation drugs start with a K. So Cardo, K-A-R-D-O, and then Vite, Latin for life. So circulation for life was the idea behind naming Cartavite.
Now, wasn't it actually a product that Sam, the pharmacist who compiled this initially, put together because of one of the local chelation societies had asked him to come up with something? I mean, they chelated people and they were better, but they wanted, of course, to keep him from getting back into trouble again. How did the whole thing come about that Sam actually compiled this product?
Well, he keeps going back to Germany every couple of years just to keep up with his friends over there that he went to school with, and, you know, they're all chief pharmacists and working in the industry. He spends the thousands of dollars that it takes every year to buy the German compendium, in German, mind you, with all of the natural medicines in there. So when he was looking to put this together, he basically knew that these herbs were going to do certain things. I don't think, you know, Sam is a man of science. When he was doing this, he wasn't thinking so much that it was going to work like it works, because, you know, the men of science aren't supposed to believe that they will do such, you know, miraculous things. But he put this together with the idea of how the body functions, and over his years of counseling people on taking natural medicines, and he just figured that these were the herbs that would work to make a person feel better. And it is surprising how these seven herbs, I mean, you think of these seven different herbs and the powers that each one of them have individually, and you look at one of the capsules and you think there's seven different herbs in there. You know, how could any of those do anything? But it is quite amazing how together they have worked synergistically to change a lot of people's lives.
Well, how do you go about taking it? Is it how is it administered?
Well, we do have it in a tincture form, which is liquid, 15 drops from an eyedropper, 3 times a day underneath your tongue, no food or anything required. But then we also have it in capsules for those people who can't get the smell of the Cartavite past their nose because, you know, the spices in it are a little warm. You take the capsule with food because usually within 15 or 20 minutes of the capsule dissolving, if you didn't eat food, you would get a mild cayenne burn or the repeat of the garlic. So we highly recommend the capsules being taken with food because of the high quality of the herbs in there.
All right, fine. Well, of course, certainly now you have a number of testimonies. I've heard some of the ads that you put on. People, a lot of these people who just call in and then tell you the story of how well they've done after that?
You know, yes, we have lots of people who phone us here. I was talking with some people just in the last few days that I said I'd be on here tonight with you and the regular listeners, and I thought for sure they'd pick the phone up and call in and share this, but, you know, it's not easy to pick up the phone and talk on the radio, Dr. Stan, as you and I both know.
I remember when four years ago, when I first started giving, some of my friends told me I had to get started doing some call-in on call-in radio, when call-in radio first came to San Francisco, and there was a fellow there named Les Crane, and he was the nastiest guy in the world, and of course, he hated conservatives, and especially Christians, and I was both of them, and so, you know, just that fear and trepidation before going on the air, until eventually we became rather comfortable doing that, and pairing back and forth, in fact, to the point where I was actually given the telephone number there of the American Broadcasting Station in San Francisco and invited to call in every evening so that they would have controversy because they weren't interested in philosophy. They were interested in good radio and entertainment and getting their ratings up. So that's how I got started back in 1962. But I remember the fear that I had before I started calling in, and then after a while, it was always a challenge. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you do have a question or comment for Don, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And if you've used the product and you'd like to talk about it, why, give us a call. Again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Don Wiskin. We're talking about Cartivite and certainly his experience using the product. And of course, he markets the product both in the United States and in Canada. And he's certainly had a lot of experience. And he, actually, at least in Canada, they're allowed to talk about how it increases the circulation. And how did you actually convince them that they would let you actually make that claim?
It's basically the traditional use of the herbs, the history that's behind this. It's not just about the last 50 years anymore. It is about the last thousands or thousands of years. The Chinese have been dealing with natural medicines for over 4,000 years. You know, we've been dealing with natural medicines all of our life. It's really only been in North America the last 50 or 60 years that we really stopped using natural medicines here. It's almost like we're a test market for the rest of the world. In Canada, in 1992, a law was passed in Nova Scotia which allowed doctors to work with natural medicines without persecution from the College of Physicians and Surgeons. That's how much we suppressed the use of natural medicines in North America. When that same law was passed in Alberta in 1995, Sam, the pharmacist who makes Cartivite, he put together the course that they teach natural medicines to doctors and pharmacists at the University of Alberta. We're slowly starting to get back into natural medicines in North America, but it's been suppressed for so long that people just don't believe something so simple can do something for them.
Well, tell me a little bit about bilberry. I've never heard of that product. What does that do?
Well, bilberry can improve circulation and feed the capillaries by alternating the ability of the fluids and nourishment to pass through. Ooh, that sounds pretty big. Bilberry jam was also used by pilots during the Second World War to help improve night vision by British pilots. And it can strengthen coronary arteries, varicose veins. We've seen those actually disappear. And it helps in reducing atherosclerosis and the obstruction of arteries by plaque deposits. And it can also reduce blood clots due to its thinning properties, which inhibit blood platelets from sticking together.
So these are just all natural herbs and natural products that have been used really in China for probably for close to 5,000 years. And I can remember, you know, 60 or 70 years ago in Oakland where there was an herbologist there, and he certainly was going ahead and practicing that way, and tremendous pressure was brought to bear, and really there was tremendous opposition. Not any evidence it ever hurt anybody, but I think sometimes certainly the medical profession doesn't like competition. Would that be a fair statement?
That would be a definite statement, especially when they've got 600 lobbyists for, what, 535 congressmen. You know, that's an awful lot of lobbyists to try and keep your industry alive.
Okay, fine. Well, you know, I think that all of these things certainly bear utilization. And, of course, you mentioned that it's available in a tincture. You can put it under the tongue, or you can go ahead and get it in capsule form. And what do you do, take one or two a day?
Three a day.
Three a day.
Three a day, because you need these nutrients in your body. You're starving for them, and in order for them to work, you have to keep introducing them to your body.
And now, of course, you use this in many ways sort of as a tonic, don't you?
You know, I haven't stopped taking it. I'm only 50 years old now. I know I'm still relatively young, but at 42, when, you know, I'm at the end of my life, so the doctors are telling me,
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Don Wiskin. He's talking about Cartivite, and he was just saying that at 42 he had a massive coronary, and the doctors really weren't very optimistic as far as his being able to return to work. Pick up the story there, Don.
Yep, so here I am at 50 years old nowadays, and today I should say, and I feel great. I mean, if I felt this way when I was 40 years old, I don't think I would have had the problem, but I just wasn't paying attention to my diet. I was eating the wrong foods. I was doing the wrong things. I wasn't exercise. I was busy living my life like everyone else. And, you know, just because my brothers and my parents all died from heart disease, within 1 year there was two brothers, my mother, and just about myself. It really wasn't about what was in my genes. It was about what I was putting into my mouth. And they were doing the same thing. I mean, they liked Kentucky Fried Chicken and the odd fast food, and we were cooking with the wrong oils. We just, we're not aware of what it is we're really trying to do. We think we're doing the right and healthy thing, only to find out by, you know, getting sick that we weren't following the right path at all.
Well, why don't we get your telephone number and your web page out again once more time in case people would like to get in touch with you.
Certainly. It's heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Our phone number is 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. We have a lot of information that we can send out, and there's quite a bit of information on the product. Cardiovite is spelt with a K, K-A-R-D-O-V-I-T-E, for those that are doing some searching. A lot of people are looking for it under C, but it does start with a K, and you'd be surprised at how much has been said about this product over the last 6 or 7 years that I've been involved.
Now, of course, do any of the doctors or physicians up there in the Alberta area utilizing this or utilizing the patients?
We actually have doctors across Canada and quite a few in the United States who have heard about it, seen what it's done for some of their patients. They've called with interest. They can't get involved. I think I mentioned one time there's a doctor here in Canada who just took $8 million a couple of years ago from the United States to study natural products on men's prostate health. He said he wouldn't have done that had he not had tenure at Queen's, which, you know, if people call him a quack, they can't fire him. So this is what's going on in the industry. The doctors really can't step up and do something about it. Plus, most of them didn't study it. It seems that until you've been sick and you've come to the end of your rope and there's no one can help you and you have to go and help yourself, that's when people start finding natural products.
Well, amen to that. Well, anyway, we're just about out of time. Would you like to have a parting thought for our listeners tonight?
A parting thought: if you ever do anything in your life, improve your diet, improve your exercise, and get out here and buy Cardiovite.
All right, fine. God bless you. Thanks very much, Don. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Don Wiskin, and his product is Cardiovite, and I've heard the testimonies of a lot of the people who have taken it, and they certainly really are very, very praiseworthy of the product. Well, we're going to have open lines this next half hour, and I just thought if you'd like to talk about some of the things that are coming down the line. We hear about the fact that there, back on the East Coast, why the government is going to give management and control of six of our major ports to a Muslim company that is affiliated and actually belongs to the country of Dubai, which is one of the emirates there. This is a country that had been very much in support of the Taliban, had recognized the Taliban, where the Taliban was a nation. So do we really want to turn over our ports to a company that is owned by a nation that supported the Taliban? That's the question that people are asking. This thing has come up. They put out some $8 billion for the right to control our ports, and that's the port of New York, the port of New Jersey, of Baltimore, the Philadelphia, and there are two others, all major ports on the East Coast. And of course, the excuse is given, well, Michael Chertoff, the head of Homeland Security, says, well, really, it doesn't really matter anyway. After all, we only inspect 5% of the cartons coming into the country anyway, and so what does it really matter? Who manages the courts? Various ports. And the question that is raised is, if we're really involved in a war on terrorism, if America and our future is really under attack, as we're told, and we've got to give up our freedoms here, we've got to pass the Patriot Act, we've got to expand wiretapping on every citizen in the United States, because believe me, they're not just tapping the terrorists, they're tapping everybody, and this, of course, has been going on for a long time, but now they're trying to legalize it. If we're really under attack from terrorism, why are they only inspecting 5% of the cartons coming into this country? Why are they leaving our borders open? Why are none of our chemical plants in America, all 15,000, why aren't they being guarded? When we get back, we'd love to hear from you here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our telephone number, as you know, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we're simply asking the question, why is the Bush administration intent upon transferring control of six major American ports to a Muslim company that is owned by a government that supported the Taliban and recognized the Taliban? Is there any inconsistency here? And then, of course, we point out the fact that, you know, this, we're told that terrorists are trying to come into America. And I'm sure that there are some terrorists who would love to come into America because there's a growing hatred of America that wasn't there before, but our government has done everything they could to incite hatred, and now with the cartoons being shown throughout the country, but certainly what happened at the Abu Ghraib prison, and then, of course, the humiliation of the Muslims at Guantanamo, and the fact that we allowed pictures to be taken and then shown throughout the world, always designed to inflame the passions of the Muslim people. So more and more people are turning to radical Islam. In fact, one of the leaders of one of the Muslim countries said recently, we are all turning to Al-Qaeda because of what's going on and because of the cartoons and because of what Americans are doing in Iraq and their mistreatment of the Muslims there. So America is doing everything they can to inflame the passion of the Muslim world. Why would you do something like that? Unintentionally, or is there possibly another agenda out there? And then, of course, if there really is a war on terrorism, why is it that the Bush administration steadfastly refuses to seal our southern borders? And, of course, the real issue is not even sealing the borders. We certainly could build a fence there. We could station troops along the border. But the biggest thing that you have to do is cut off the jobs here in the United States. Now, there are laws, there are legislation that was enacted back in 1986 when we had an amnesty, and the Reagan administration promised there would never be another amnesty, and they passed very, very strident laws that would punish employers who employed illegal aliens. And many of our big corporations do it. But the Bush administration and the Clinton administration before that and the first Bush administration under George Herbert Walker Bush have steadfastly refused to enforce the federal laws to prosecute and fine corporations that employed illegal aliens. And the question is, why would you do everything you could to encourage the illegal aliens to come in? And why would you violate the laws? Because when you don't enforce the law, you become a lawbreaker. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we're going to have open lines the next half hour. Give us a call of 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we were talking about the fact that the Bush administration and the Clinton administration before them, for that matter, but the current Bush administration steadfastly refuses to pass the federal laws dealing with employment of illegal aliens. And many of our major corporations all throughout the eastern part of the United States and the Midwest employ illegal aliens, knowing full well they're illegal aliens, and the federal government refuses to enforce our laws, which, of course, acts as a magnet for the illegals coming in. Now, so much of what we hear focus our attention on the wrong issues. The issue is not the border, although I certainly think we should do everything we can to secure the border. The issue is the employment of illegal aliens in this country by major corporations. And the excuse is given, well, my goodness, you know, these corporations are unhappy and they're putting all sorts of pressure on our elected officials to go along with the illegal action. And I believe that this is simply a distraction. The real reason we're not enforcing our immigration laws, the real reason we are not prosecuting the major corporations that are hiring illegals. I mean, we're talking about 20 million illegal aliens. Where do we get those figures? Why they come out of the Washington Post, but more than that, one of my friends went to a meeting put on by the federal government, by the Federal Reserve Board, and was told that there are 20 million illegal aliens in the United States. Others will say there are only 12 million. I prefer the figure 20 million, but let's imagine there are only 12 million illegal aliens here in the United States. But Be that as it may, they have jobs, and most of them have jobs. If they did not have jobs, they would not remain in the United States. So they have jobs here. We could stop. We could try up those jobs tomorrow if the Bush administration wanted to. They do not want to, and it has nothing to do with political pressure. This is the official policy of the current administration and the previous administrations, because the leaders of both Republican and the Democrat Party believe in open borders, because they really want to merge the United States with Mexico and with Canada. They really believe in this globalist concept of doing away with national sovereignty. Once you understand that, you can understand why we are not enforcing control of our borders. Why, when, and this story is told in the book, The Al-Qaeda Connection, which we actually carry, and we recommend to you by Paul Williams, who is a researcher, he's been a professor, he's worked for intelligence agencies, he's a consultant for intelligence agencies, and he tells about how between 2002 and 2004, the Immigration Service arrested 9,000 people of special interest. They were Arabs from Muslim countries that support terrorism, and of course they're probably only picking up 1 in 5 or 1 in 10 of the Muslims, but they were able to arrest 9,000 of them. They put them up in comfortable hotels. They gave them an instruction to return in a month for a deportation hearing, and according to Paul Williams, not one of them ever showed up. Not one of them ever showed up for the deportation hearings. How many of those were Muslim terrorists trained in other countries to carry out attacks on America and simply fading into our Muslim population here and getting jobs in America? We have no way of knowing. But probably there were at least 50,000 that came across. And those of you who heard my interviews with Chris Simcox, he tells about, going down in the desert adjacent to the border, going actually into Mexico, and there you'll find the prayer rugs and the copies of the Quran that have been left behind by the Muslims coming into this country. So they know exactly what they're doing. We are intentionally allowing a Muslim terrorist to come into America. Why would they do anything that stupid unintentionally? And then, of course, if they're really involved in a war on terrorism, and then why aren't we trying to catch Osama bin Laden? Why did we stop our efforts to catch Osama bin Laden and send our troops into Iraq? And now we're talking about, oh my goodness, we're going to have to go to war with Iran and probably Syria, because they have treaties with one another. And it appears that we're increasingly being drawn into a major conflict in the Middle East, and of course it may well end up being a nuclear conflict. And if it is a nuclear conflict and the United States uses nuclear weapons, even they may be simply low-yield nuclear weapons, but we use nuclear weapons on Iran, why would we have any reason to object if they were to retaliate with nuclear weapons against us? Everything looks like the Musharraf government in Pakistan, where they have, hundreds and hundreds of nuclear weapons. They're going to be overthrown. They're going to be overthrown by the radical Muslims. In fact, in Pakistan today, more and more of the people are turning to radical Islam because of their hatred of America and what we are doing in Iraq. So with that as a background, let's go to Evelyn, who's calling from Massachusetts. Hi, Evelyn. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Doctor. I listened to Scott Ritter on a radio program today. He gave a speech at Amherst College in Massachusetts, and that speech was chilling to me, Doctor. He said they have plans to really use nukes in Iran.
I think he's probably right, Evelyn, and I really fear that we're moving towards World War III.
Oh, my gosh.
But you see, this whole thing is scripted.
Sure.
Nothing is happening by accident. First of all, do you know what the 12ers are? Have you ever heard the term 12ers?
No.
All right, fine. Well, I never had it before about 10 or 12 days ago, when I had the opportunity of hearing one of the major architects of our current policy, a founding member of the Project for the New American Century. Do you know what that is?
I have that. I've read about that.
All right, fine. Well, I simply asked the question, will be at war with Iran within 12 months? And he actually sort of danced around the issue, but it was very obvious from his answer that he is anticipating that if we do not topple the government of Iran by assassination or other methods, we will be at war. And then he talked about the Twelvers. It's a phrase I'd never heard of before, but apparently there is within Iran a secret society. And that secret society are followers of the belief that the 12th Iman will return. Now, the Imans are sort of the head of the Muslim faith, and the 12th Iman disappeared in the 9th century. He was a five-year-old boy. But they're anticipating his return. And with the return of the 12th Iman will come a world cataclysmic, chaotic situation. There will be almost like a Holocaust throughout the world. And that will then usher in the return of the Mahdi. And the Mahdi is the figure that the Muslims wait to return to lead the world into utopian society. Of course, it will be a utopian Muslim society, and we will all be under Sharia law. But if you read the philosophies of all of the great religions of the world, we Christians wait for the return of our Savior Jesus Christ. The Jews are waiting for the Messiah, but that's not Jesus Christ at all. The Hindus are waiting for the return of the Maitreya, and the Muslims are waiting for the Mahdi. Now, the gentleman who is the president of Iran today is a follower of this secret society, and you'll find the article on this by Arnold de Borgrave, and it's in the Washington Times. I think it was the 6th of February. If you'd like a copy of it, while you can give us a call, we'll be glad to send it to you. But the whole idea is that they're going to have to precipitate this terrible Holocaust.
They are, Doctor.
Yes, that's what the plan is. This is what the Iranians are planning on doing, and they're doing everything they can to invite a nuclear attack on America. If you listen to what the president of Iran is saying, he says Israel would have to be wiped off the face of the earth, that the Holocaust did not take place, that they should pick Israel up and move it up to into Europe, or rather than leave it in Palestine. He is doing everything he can to antagonize Israel, to antagonize the people here in the United States. He's also said that the people who support Israel are going to burn under the fire of this radical form of Islam. Everything is being done on his part to incite the Holocaust, and I believe our leaders are doing exactly the same thing, almost as if they're being drawn into this confrontation.
Right. Well, thank you for the education on that. The speech I sent for, you know, you could get an MP3 tape of it. I sent for it because it was so complicated. He went back to the very first war they had over there.
You're talking about Scott Ritter now.
Yeah.
All right, yes.
When the Father Bush first started the war.
Right.
So he went way back then, and he explained it all until now, and he said that this man at the UN was put there purposely because Russia and China certainly aren't going to go for a war over there or something else, maybe not war. What was the first thing they wanted to do?
Well, first of all, they have to take Iran before the United Nations. But what is really almost frightening, as you contemplate it, is that Russia and China have gone right along with our effort to take the issue of the Iran enriching its uranium to the United Nations, almost as if they may say they're against a war.
Big plan.
But I'm sure that the Russia and China would love to fight to the last American soldier in the Middle East.
All I could say is look up.
I think you're absolutely right, because, you see, to understand what's going on today, you have to understand there are secret societies. And of course,
yeah, I read your book on the secret societies.
And there are secret societies. They're not even listed there. I mean, there's this Iranian secret society. There's the Order of the Garter. There's certainly I could give you the name of probably 5 or 10 additional secret societies.
Over
but
there,
everything
yeah.
that's going on, in fact, the whole basis of the Muslim faith, you know, is this belief in Allah, who is not the God of the Bible, contrary to everything our president says. And when he says we worship the same God, He's just not telling. He is totally informed about what's going on. There is tremendous occult influence within the Muslim faith. And when you understand that this occult influence, the common denominator behind all esoteric and occult religions, is that they are working towards the establishment of a one-world government and a one-world religion.
And they call that being illumined. I call it being put in darkness.
Amen. But you see, we look at it from a different perspective. You and I look at it from the Christian point of view, and they look at it from the other point of view.
Well, the experience you have is, I suppose, very precious to you, and I know I wouldn't give up my experience for all the money in the world, Doctor. You know, the experience I had to be born again and be saved.
And I think that that is the one thing that is going to sustain us, and our job is to point out to people the spiritual aspect of what's going on, and hopefully we can introduce them to our Lord and Savior and bring them to this personal relationship that you and I have.
Sure.
Because this is the only thing that gives you peace in a world that's gone mad.
Amen.
All right, anything else?
Then? Okay. No, thank you very much. Good night.
God bless, and thanks for calling. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question or a comment. But big, very, very serious things are in the offering. How soon these things are going to occur, I don't know. Tomorrow afternoon, I'm having on my program a Mr. John Quirk. And John Quirk runs a school for diplomats in Paris, France. He has a home in Normandy. He's an American. He certainly has homes in this country as well. And I will be interviewing him from Florida tomorrow. I had certainly talked to him about the coming war. He has no question at all. We are going to war with Iran. This is going to have tremendous implications as far as inflaming the entire Middle East. You see, if you want to have World War III, you've got to have an enemy. And how are you going to turn the whole Islamic world against the United States and the West? And then how are you going to unite the West against the Islamic world? Only look and see what these cartoons are doing. We're doing everything we can to inflame the Islamic world and turn them against us. And more people who before were simply moderate in their Islamic belief are now turning to this radical form of Islam. Well, Mr. Quirk does not believe anything is going to happen until after the November elections. Everything is being engineered for its political impact, and of course they feel that the Republicans would lose control of Congress if the attack should come before November. Now, there are other people. Mr. Paul Williams, a consultant to our intelligence agencies, we've talked to him, and he's been our guest a number of times in the past, and a fascinating individual. He thinks it's going to be a matter of weeks. Mr. Quirk believes it's going to be a matter of many months. We simply quote Michael Ledeen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go to the hospital. Thank you. Thank you. a month. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.